MSO New Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Welcome, Andy. Good to be talking with you again.
Great to be talking with you once again, Bill, and we're getting that much closer to opening day.
Yes, we are. It's beginning to feel a little bit more like spring. Jackie Bradley Jr. has signed, but unfortunately not with the Red Sox. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, some breaking news on this end. He has signed a two-year, $24 million deal with the Milwaukee Brewers, and the deal also has an opt-out clause after the first year. So Jackie Bradley packs his bags, and he's heading elsewhere, but that's really not a big surprise for Red Sox fans that kind of assumed this was going to be happening as the off-season and now spring training continuing, and the Red Sox have seemed to have shored up their roster. So Bradley goes on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, and this was basic. Was this a money issue? Is that what it comes down to?
Yeah, no question about it. It was a money issue. The Red Sox are hovering near that luxury tax situation once again, and obviously they don't want to go over it this time, and they feel they can compete with what they have in the outfield, and Jackie Bradley wasn't going to be part of that at that kind of money.
All right, now let's go to other Red Sox news. You mentioned opening day, and apparently at Fenway Park there will be fans at opening day.
Yes, there will be. That's been announced that you can have 12% capacity at Fenway starting on opening day, and that'll be a maximum of 4,530 fans. Of course, spring training games at JetBlue Park and Fort Myers also having fans. 2,400 fans allowed to attend those games, and those games have already been sold out.
All right, what do we know about spring training? What's going on at spring training? What's the breaking news this past week?
Well, yesterday down in Fort Myers, actually the other side of Fort Myers, the Red Sox beat the Twins 14-6. Bobby Dalbec, two home runs in the game. He now has three in spring training, so he's off to a great start. The Red Sox are hitting the ball quite well over the last few days, getting multiple home runs in each of the last couple of games, so the bats are alive. The pitching's still a little suspect, as we would expect. But, if you like some offense, this team should be able to hit a little bit. So, so far, so good on that end.
Oh, my gosh, Andy, the glass sounds half full with you today. But I know what you're saying, but let's not read too much into that. What else should? What else is going on? What about on the pitching front?
Well, while the Red Sox are playing on the other side of Fort Myers over at JetBlue Park, pitcher Hirokazu Sawamura threw a 23-pitch bullpen session as he put on the Red Sox uniform for the first time after being delayed in Japan by visa issues. He's expected to be fighting for a spot in the Red Sox bullpen to start the season. So we'll have to see him getting into some game action coming up pretty soon, and we'll go from there. Yesterday, the Red Sox did have one of their new acquisitions from last year, pitcher Nick Pivetta. He got the start yesterday. He looked decent in a few innings of work. So, again, it's too early to read into any major performances on the mound by any of the pitchers, but it's that time of the year. Everyone's got to get out there and get the first little bit of work in.
And today the Red Sox are in Sarasota for the Orioles?
Yes, heading over to Sarasota today. First pitch at 1:05. Actually, you can catch that game on AM 850 if you want to listen to the game. And free agent pitcher the Red Sox picked up over the offseason, Matt Andrees, will get the start on the mound. He's expected to go an inning or two.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if these guys, some of the guys the Red Sox picked up, can actually come through for them. So that'll be interesting for a bit. And because there's hopes. I mean, some of these guys have potential, but whatever. All right, what else can you share with us, Andy?
Well, shortstop Xander Bogaerts has not been seen in a spring training game as of yet. He's been shut down with shoulder soreness. Alex Cora says that Xander should be ready by opening day. So that's something to monitor as spring training continues, because the Red Sox really don't have a natural backup shortstop on the roster, at least in the veteran sense. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. Hopefully it's just a little nagging stuff, and it'll be no problem going forward for Xander once the season starts.
Gotcha. All right, Andy, take us through some other Red Sox notes here for us.
Well, the Red Sox received pitcher Zach Bryant from the Cubs as a player to be named later in the trade last August that involved pitcher Josh Osius. Again, some more household names for Red Sox fans out there, but another name added to the lengthy Red Sox roster.
All right.
Joe Castiglione will go up into the broadcast booth right now with some updates. Joe Castiglione beginning his 39th season calling Red Sox games, and Jerry Remy starts season number 34 in the booth.
Yeah, if you would ask me those numbers, that's amazing. 34 for Remy, right?
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
It certainly is, and they're still going strong, and I don't see them stopping anytime soon, so those numbers could get quite bigger over the next few years. So we'll have to keep an eye on that, of course.
I mean, there are generations that know nothing about other broadcasters, Andy. I mean, I feel very old with that data. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you.
All right, Worcester Red Sox. They will be playing this year, correct? Yep.
Yes, they will. They'll be starting a little bit late. The AAA season being delayed at least a month will allow time for players to be vaccinated for coronavirus before reporting to their minor league cities. So now the Woo Sox are going to open up on May 4th and play their first home game at Polo Park May 11th. Another milestone was reached at Polo Park in Worcester this week as the stadium lighting was illuminated for the first time back on Monday.
All right. And are the Red Sox classics still continuing even though spring training has started?
Believe it or not, Bill, and Red Sox fans out there, yes, they are. Nesson Plus showing the Red Sox classics this week. It's the best of Manny Ramirez. A late one for you tonight if you want to stay up. First pitch at 10:30. It's a game from July 1st of 2006. Manny hits a pair of home runs, drives in five runs. Sox beat the Marlins 11-5 down in Miami.
Stay up late, catch the win. All right, let's go around and look at the notes from around Major League Baseball. You always have some great tidbits for us. What do you have for us?
Well, of course, leading things off, as we mentioned at the top of the segment here, the Jackie Bradley Jr., now a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. Elsewhere, the Mets are going to honor late Hall of Fame pitcher Tom Seaver this season. He's going to be all players wearing a number 41 patch on the right sleeve of their home and away jerseys. Seaver passed away back in August at the age of 75. A three-time Cy Young Award winner is the Mets' all-time leader in wins and in ERA. Former Sox pitcher John Lester, now the Washington Nationals, he's in New York today to have his thyroid gland removed tomorrow. Lester felt fatigued during spring training, consulted with a doctor, and some tests showed that he should opt for the surgery. Lester is going to be away from the team for about 5 to 7 days, but he expects to be ready for the start of the season. Lester was diagnosed with lymphoma and underwent chemotherapy during his rookie season with the Red Sox back in 2006. And staying on the medical front, Yankees manager Aaron Boone is taking a medical leave of absence. He had surgery yesterday to have a pacemaker implanted. The 47-year-old Boone had open-heart surgery back in 2009. Believe it or not, getting a pacemaker, he could be back with the team in just 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, I guess they've. That's not as big a deal as it once might have sounded years ago. Back before Joe Castiglione was broadcasting Red Sox games, yeah.
Yeah, if that was the case, he would be away from the team for months at the time if that was happening back at the beginning of his tenure with the club.
Yeah, 40 years ago, that was big deal surgery. All right, and there are other managers in the news too, right?
Yeah, former Orioles manager Joe Altobelli passed away yesterday at the age of 88. Altobelli guided the Orioles to the last World Series championship back in 1983. Going to the, page six area of our reports that we like to dabble in every so often, the Indians may have known about complaints of sexual misconduct against former pitching coach Mickey Callaway. The Athletic reporting that President Chris Antonetti, GM Mike Chernoff, and manager Terry Francona were all made aware of these complaints. Antonetti denied knowing them last month. Callaway, also a former Mets manager, is currently on leave as pitching coach of the Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah, I skimmed a story the other day on that one, Andy, and it's Francona's son apparently spoke out about it too, and I guess Francona's not that pleased with those comments. Yeah,
no, certainly not. I guess Francona's son was working for the Angels and getting some information on Callaway from the Indians.
Oh, okay.
And so that information wasn't passed along, and so I guess the story also goes that Francona and his son don't have the best relationship to begin with, so Francona's son decides to speak out in the paper and, kind of out his father and what's been going on with the Indians, kind of to cover up the situation with Mickey Callaway.
All right, I love the page six twists we have on this, Andy. Let's keep this. Apparently, the dirt will continue from the way we've been going.
We've had a lot of it this off season, so we'll keep it coming as long as we get it. That's for sure.
You got it. All right. The paparazzi of baseball insiders, Andy Carboni. Andy, always good talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it, Bill.
I'm Bill Newell on MSO, newsports.com.